It's like, you know what, Jeff?
Really? Good. But I, in truth, in all fairness, I ask for it. You know, stay like I bring it on.
You set yourself up.
I totally set myself up. It's not. It's definitely me. That's good. Totally feel like I have to. No way. Otherwise, this would be another. I was here, sat in the back. Came in.
So, when I see the last off, we had gone to Hakdam Gimel, talking about the Hachanas HaMenorah. So, the rest of the Sefer really deals with the Brachos and the Kavanas of the Brachos. It's very Kabbalistic, actually. I was not expecting that. Very little Chassidus left of the Sefer. So, what I think that we'll do, maybe we will go there as he tries to explain, like, Kavanas of the Brachos, I'll see this, but you know, he's really delving into Kabbalah and you know, the Chassidus of Kabbalah and trying to explain things. So we'll see. Maybe we'll get there in the coming weeks. I thought it would just be kedai for today to go back to the topic of Lahodus of the Halal. I think there's some things which we left undone in terms of the nature of the Hodah and the Halal on Chanukah. And we'll see for in the coming weeks in Mitzvah Hashem. Definitely have to spend one shir talking about Zos Chanukah. I guess that will be during Chanukah if we can get together in Mitzvah Hashem. But we only have a couple shirim left until Chanukah. We didn't have much time to begin with. Gary for Chanukah having a shir once a week. But there's a lot of Hakdamah is all about Lahavik Nir, which is the Kavanas of it, and the Kavanah of the first Bracha, and the Kavanah of the second Bracha. And then there's Zos Chanukah. Some of you are saying, please don't do the Kavanas. Some of you are saying, please let's do the Kavanas, right? I can hear all of you talking and saying one of the two things.
I'm waiting for the Kavanas. Yeah, no. It's just a build up to the Kavanas, no?
The Sephardim stand one in the world. So let's go to Daf. Daf Mem Hey. Those have the safer. If you printed things out, I'm sorry. It's hard to keep track. My father would have been prepared till today. Okay. So the Hodus of the Hala. Vizeshi Kav Chachamin Izal is the Mechanic of the Hodus of the Hala. So going back on what we spoke about a couple weeks ago, that the confrontation between Yaakov, and the Sarah Shal Esav, which will be reading in Mitzvah Shem next week. And that's a week before Chanukah. And by the way, a very big klal, if you want to ever see Hashgacha in Torah, the parashas are always lining up with what's going on. Always, always. Nothing is ever coincidental, happens to be this way. The Midbar and Shavuos, and Chanukah especially, this from speak about. Everything is exactly. So that's confrontation between Yaakov and the Sarah Shal Esav and the Pagam and the leg. We explained that the left leg corresponds to the sphere of Hod. The sphere level, that's what needed to be rectified. It represents destruction of the base of Mikdash, the Tumah of the base of Mikdash, and everything associated with that. So now, in order to restore Hod, we need to be working on Hod. So this is where he picks up. Vizesha kavu chachamim izal is a mechanical the hodos of the halo. He mekor inyan hoidaz nitzmach misfiras hod. But bizman pekimas ahod shahaisa shechachas ha-Torah and with hod which caused forgetfulness of Torah because nasha is a lashon of shechacha like Yosef says Nashani Elokim Mikol Amali. He names his son Menashe because he forgot his father's house. So we get on Nashe, it means to forget. And as we say in the Bracha Balon, you say, Lahashkicham Torah Secha, that we should forget your Torah. So that forgetfulness doesn't just mean to forget Torah. Shachu Gam Lahodos Ulahalo Lahashem Yisbarach, Agodol Chasado Veniflaos Avimar. To forget, to give thanks to Hashem. Once happened in Lavis College, that Rashiv Rabash really should be well. So he was going, having some type of an operation. So there was a big Tehillim gathering that he should be well, everything should be successful, Kafhava Bar Hashem. So there was somebody in the yeshiva afterwards who got up, maybe a couple of days later, and he came to the bima. It was one of the Bachram, one of the Yindalife, and he came to the bima and he said, Rabbi, it's not enough. Just have the Hillim daven for the welfare of the Shiva. Now that we know everything went well, we have to have the same davening, same Tehillim, to thank Hashem for his work. That's something which we don't see. We don't see that. When was there ever a gathering to say thanks for the tefillahs which we said, that Hashem answered our tefillahs? Where does that come from? It comes from the Pagam and the Hod. Pagam and Hod means that we forget to thank the Rebbe Shalom. And this Yid who did that, he quoted what we see here on the bottom. It's a beautiful vort from the Yitav Panim. Take a look at Simen Chaf Beis. K'ma shekasa b'Yitav Panim, b'yir ha'inyin al pip shuton shal dvarim, yishamati amasho oimim b'shabas kodesh. Take a look at this Rambam, it's gevaldik. We say, shekein chayvas kol ha'yitzurim, rashi teves shechecha. That is the duty of every single creation. Shechecha is there. They know. Ki eich yatsam yudei chavaseinu. Manu chayim lahad lahad lishma yisbar pachal yisrach hoshav. Rav niflos of tavosav. Have we fulfilled our responsibilities, our obligations to thank Hashem for the countless nisims constantly? K'may shenom ar kol ha'nisham ad dekar lalka. So he goes on to say, Chazal say, kol nishim nishim b'tahal. Really, every breath is a miracle. U'mi geva yiskel ezad lifar chavus hashav ha'afar yidad lishma yisbar. Who could say that they fulfilled responsibility to give thanks to Hashem for everything. That's why we have this remez. Because there's Rashi Tevis Yashichicha. Shekein Chayves Kapayitzurim. What? Lahodo Silahala. In that place of Lahodo Silahala, we're supposed to give thanks. And to give Hala, we forget. That's what we forget. When there's a big tzara and we need tefillahs, everybody remembers. But as soon as it's over, we forget. It has to do with the klipa. The Pagam and Hod, but it pushes us to ask the following question. How much do we really believe that the tefillahs were answered? You know, we got together and we stormed the heaven. And there was a refuah, there's a Yeshua. Is our reaction that this comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom? Or was it just that, like 70, 80% of people anyway survive it, so it was just good statistics. We made it into the 70, 80 bracket. What's our response? If the response is the Eivishter answered our tefillahs, then it'll be obvious for us to say, Mizmor L'Sayid L'Havir L'Hashem Kolot.
I wonder if it's because we believe Hashem brought it on us. Like, I wonder when you live in this world of Yira, like, you live in the world of Yirsa Onesh, you're just trying to avoid, right? Like, there's almost like this, like, internal, like, it's Hashem who's doing it.
Hashem, sorry.
Yeah, Hashem, please don't do it. Thank God you didn't do it.
You didn't punish us.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it comes from a deep-rooted misunderstanding of the Avas Hashem.
Right. He's on our side.
He's on our side. Right.
That's true. It's a very good honor. Yeah. We've been programmed to think that Hashem puts us in sorrows, we have to get away out of it.
Right. And because we weren't like we didn't daven hard enough. Like there's something that we did wrong. And we're like negotiating. Please just give it to me. Let me go. Let me go. Chazdei Hashem, I'm free.
Well, we are put into situations to grow.
Right. But we put ourselves in those positions to grow. Meaning, if there's the painless way to grow and there's the painful way to grow. Like, if we're doing what we're supposed to do, then it should and could be painless. And even if Pearson will experience pain, a person could be on a madriga that he won't experience the pain. Understand?
But also even deeper, meaning if your father or coach or mentor puts you in a position to grow, the relationship is still positive. Right. If your adversary does, you don't thank him.
Right.
When you, right?
Like, it's a perspective.
It's a perspective, right. If we're scared of Onesh, there's like this mental, where's God in COVID? Like, where's God in the Holocaust? That same, like, he must be punishing us. Even though it's more subtle, I think, in the firm world, it's still there.
Yeah. And that's going to be the go-to. That's going to be the status quo. Unless a person had somebody or something in their life which took them out of that, that gave them that Yetzias Mitzrayim from that way of thinking, that's just the regular way to think, because that's the Belt's way to think. That's the way that they perceive God. That's the way that they perceive. And that's Niglas HaTorah. Niglas HaTorah is the Niglas way of seeing that. It really comes from a place of Pnimius HaTorah. That's why Pnimius HaTorah, this is still Hanukkah, we're starting this conversation. Pnimius HaTorah.
Sorry.
Pnimius HaTorah is really, you know, Chassam Sefer says, it's a very important idea. Chassam Sefer says that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the Niglas HaTorah on Shavuot. He was taught the Seudas HaTorah on Chanukah. So Chanukah is a Lashem Chin, which stands for Chachmas Nisr. And what the or of Chanukah is, it's the or of Pnimius. It's the or of Pnimi in the world. And it reveals Pnimius to the world. On that note, so Pnimius HaTorah can have many translations depending on person's upbringing, their exposure, Sfaradi, Ashkenazi, Chassidish, all that comes into account here. If a person says, what is Pnimius HaTorah? So I think that unless a person has chinuch otherwise, he'll say, oh, Pnimius HaTorah, Kabbalah. What's Kabbalah? Names of Hashem, spookiness, right? That's what we've been taught to translate Kabbalah. It's like, you know, mystical, you know, playing with fire. That's what we think Kabbalah is, okay? However, Pnimius HaTorah has many, many different cheders, many different cheders. Like, for example, like, of course, there's the Rashash, there's the Ramchal, and there's the Vilna Gaon, and then there's the Baal Shem Tov. These are all like what the Sfarim speak about, that there was a Nahar which was Yotzi Mi Eden, the Nahar which came out of Eden, the Hayil Arba Rashim, and it split into four heads. That there are four main Chadarim which split from like this Nahar which came out of Eden, which is called Pnimius HaTorah, it split into these four camps. And they all come from the same, they're all drinking the same waters. So where the Baal Shem Tov is getting his derech from the Avodas Hashem, that's where the girl got it from. Even the Litvish Mahalach, which let's say comes from the Gra of Chaim Vinozhe, the Avi Abbas Yeshivas, right? Take a look at the Nefesh HaChaim. There's not a single word there almost, which is like Nipus HaTorah. The whole thing is Gibbo Yitan, Nipus HaTorah, and his understanding of the Derech and Avodas Hashem based on Pnimius. Like, if a person wanted to have a different understanding of what Tefillah means, he doesn't have to open up Baal Shem Tov HaTorah, Parshas Noach, to get, you know, the full picture of like what is davening of Chassidus. Just open up a Nefesh HaChaim. Go to, these, and look at that, how the Vilna Gaon and Chaim Vilna Teich davening. It's a loop. I mean, it'll completely revolutionize the way we thought davening. That's a touch of Chassidus. Pnimius means the depth of, and everything has a Pnimius to it. Now, to some people, Pnimius HaTorah, Pnimius HaTorah translates into Ahava. Ahava. The Baal Shem Tov, he built the Derech and Avodas Hashem based on the Yesodos of Pnimius HaTorah, with which at least today's Chassidus is pretty much in most Chadarim, nothing to do with Sheamus HaKdoshim and spookiness and playing with fire. Nothing to do with it. Adrabba, it's supposed to light a Jew on fire. that perspective of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as someone who loves us, something which we take for granted, especially in a place like Esh Kodesh, like we this is the bread which we eat, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That we forget that comes from Pnimiyas HaTorah. It's become niggulis to us. It's become so familiar to us. Like if you go to other places, we're like, you know, what are they serving you here? It's so obvious. Like how could you not be seeing Torah from this lens? But what we forget is that unless you've been influenced by somebody who has been influenced in Pnimiyas HaTorah, it's just not readily available. No, you're gonna say something. No, you agree?
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm restraining myself. It's not Friday at 1:30, so I'm just really holding back.
Okay.
I feel bad that I even said something beforehand.
No, that's wrong. It's supposed to be Gishmak and exactly. Not sure. So it's really just a continuation of what we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's that comment of Hanukkah has a lot to do with that. Hanukkah is an oil which came to the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu was like re-shifting the world onto a derech of Ahava as opposed to Yira. Everybody who looks at the candles in Ner Chanukah falls in love with it. You fall in love with the Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is just viewing just positivity and light and or it's not that's the difference between an Eish and a Ner. An Eish is a Shmira and it's speaking to us like stay away, this is gonna hurt. But a nair is not like that. A nair is meant to illuminate. And it brings light. And when there's or, that's this or. It's an or kitayf. It gives off a feeling of Hashem's goodness. That's what Ner Chanukah says to the world. Hashem's goodness. So whereas Motzei Shabbos is an inyan of the Avuka, which is an inyan of Eish. Eish and or are two totally different things. Eish represents malacha. And or represents the opposite of malach. Okay, the income of malach. Yeah? The hodos of the halach. So let's come back to the hodos of the halach. So we said, shechecha is shekein chrevas kol hayitzurim, the hodos of the halach. We forget to give hoid v'halach to Hashem because of the pagam and the midas ahod, which Hanukkah comes to be misakin. Therefore, the ikar is the hodos of the halach. Al Gredo Chasada v'Niflois Abimam. Memvav. The Kasher Nasa HaNeis v'Niskan Sviras Hod. When the Neis happened and there was a Tikkun in Hod, Niskiru Gam Shetshichun Hod V'Zahalos V'Mizbrach. We remember that we have to give things to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that, therefore, if a Jew remembers to give things to Kadosh Baruch Hu for something, he makes a Shidduch, or there's a good business deal, or somebody was not well and now somebody is well, or a person understands a Sugin Gemara, or he had a good davening, And he walks out and he said, thank you, Hashem, for that. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the Hatzlacha. That's a Chanukah moment. That's a Chanukah moment. That means that a person has taken the Or of Chanukah and he's found ways in his life and on Tuesday somewhere to bring that into his life. That's the Or of Chanukah. Broke into the world, a light of giving thanks to Kadosh Baruch, which is, of course, why Chanukah and Thanksgiving fall out at the same time of you also. It's a time to recall and to remember all the goodness that Hashem does for us. Which is why, this is just one reason why, when we light Neros Chanukah, we go all the way back with the Maos Tzur. Go back to Tzias Mitzrayim, go through every single Golas. Of course, the question is obvious. Why do we do that? If Chanukah is only has to do with Yavan, so why do we talk about Purim, when we talk about Mavel, B'chule, B'chule? Why do we do that? Because what Chanukah is that it breaks into our lives an or of Haidah. And once a person starts to be Modeh, it creates a, what's the word? Snowball effect, yeah. To start to be Modeh on this and then this and then this and then that. Because it opens up your eyes to see the fact that once a person is in a place, if he's thinking about the tovus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, so then there's no end to that. And that's why Hod is connected with this Or of Hanukkah, because like we said, going back to Shir 1, this is the Or of Ein Sof. And if there's one thing, especially of the spheres, which represents something which is literally Ein Sof, Mitzideinu. It's the Hodah that we have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we say on Shabbos, we say, Ilu filu malishir kayam, ulshanin arena kamagalav. Even if we had mouths like the sea, Ein anachlu maspik, there would be no end. There would be no end to the Hod. Also, the word maspikim comes from the word suffix. Ein anachlu maspikim lahodos. There's no suffix that we have to be modeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once we touch and we open up this shaar called Hoda, there's no beginning and there's no end to how much Hoda we have to give. And so therefore, it's not enough just to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yavan. We start to take into account all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And it's customary, maybe you know, if it's done in your homes, but it is done that by Hanukkah, at the table or whatever it is on Hanukkah, is a time which is appropriate to talk about amongst the family, amongst chaverim, things which a person feels that he should be motivated to talk as well. That would be like a real exercise in Hanukkah as a family or as a chavaya to contemplate and to think about what are the things that we have to be motivated for. And there's no wrong answer, and there's no end to the answer.
How is it different than the Avodah of Pesach?
Because the Avodah of Pesach is to be magid specifically about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, it's true that by doing so, it will offshoot into a place of giving Hoda. That's certainly true. That's the idea. So Hanukkah reflects the pinyus of what Avodah Pesach is. See, Hanukkah really is built on the Nes of Pesach. In fact, the Gemara says that we make a bracha l'halik near Hanukkah. We might ask, Heichan Tzivanu, where do we learn that from? Meaning, where does it say in the Torah that there's a tzivoy? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nachman says, "Sha'al levicha v'yagecha." That's basically Pesach. Sha'al levicha, ask your father v'yagecha, is a lashon haggadah. In fact, even the Targum translates the word haggadah as a lashon hodah. The tachlis is to bring out a hodah. It's absolutely true. So, that's really why we go back all the way to Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Maos Tzur, is because the or of Hanukkah is really rooted in Pesach. It's just that the or of Geula at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim was limited only to a Geula for Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's not a different or. It's the same or. That's why there's Pesumi Nisa by Hanukkah, and there's also Pesumi Nisa by Pesach. It's that Pesach is the same or. However, although there was potential at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim that there should have been the Geula Shlema, because Moshe was right to be the Mashiach, had Klai Yisrael been Zeicha, that they were not Zeicha for various reasons, that it should be the Zman of the Geula Shlema. That means that the potential to make a Hanukkah out of Pesach was there. And this is where Pinyus is so important, because there's Niglat Zara and there's Pinyus Zara. If I ask a person, you know, a nice looking Yid off the street, which is bigger, Pesach or Hanukkah? So of course Pesach is bigger. Pesach is Daraisa. Hanukkah is Darabanan. Right? Hanukkah is certainly, it's only secondary to Pesach. However, in Pinyus it's not true, that the or of Hanukkah is from where Pesach gets its or. Because the or of Hanukkah is what Pesach tried to be. It tried to be that. But if you're looking at it just from a pratistic place, you would say, well, Yetzias Mitzrayim is bigger than the Yetzia from Yavan. It was a bigger Tzara. It was a bigger Yeshua. There were more miracles. It's more relevant. However, the or itself of Hanukkah in Pinyus HaTorah is bigger, because Hanukkah in Pinyus HaTorah means the light of the coming Geula. Hashem took the light of Sheishis and Mibereishis, those 36 hours, put into the nearest Hanukkah. This has very little to do with the Yavan. This has a lot to do with Mashiach. And it's just Mitzrayim, La Asalava, will be tough, the Gemara says. to the Haidah, and to the Shalach, and to the Sifu, which we're going to have about the times of Mashiach. So really, this or is where Pesach comes from. So therefore, Pesach is only limited to Pesach. Comes along Hanukkah, and Hanukkah says, don't make the mistake to think that this is only going to be a Yavan type of Yavan. Nothing to do with Yavan. This has something to do with everything. Everything is here. So it takes the tzimtzum which Pesach is under, breaks it out into an or itself, and says, this is something which is much more clearly, much more of a matter than just talking about Pesach.
Could that be a source for the custom of gelt? Which I know the gifts is a modern day thing, but gelt is probably early. Could that be a source for it, that you're trying to engender a sense of goodwill, gratitude, something for the kids, so that there's a sense from this concept?
Are you saying that the Hanukkah is the start of the Gula, as it's called?
Hanukkah is the start of the Gula?
Is that what you're saying? That the light that was illuminated on Hanukkah is the light of the Rav Mashiach?
Pesach was a schach of the gula too, but the oil shel Mashiach, that crack, the first crack that Hashem made into the world, mamish, for that light, was the chanukah. Mela is bigger. You see, by the way, that Chanukah and Pesach they have tzad shava, that, like we said, they have persumi nisa. Those are Megillah the also. You see, especially when it comes to Chanukah and Pesach, that there's a certain affection which Klal Yisrael has towards these Yom Tovim, which you don't find by anywhere else. Like the Seder, even somebody who's unaffiliated, Seder, you got to do it. Chanukah is also like that. You have to. Even the electric menorah is not just cute. Like you're yotze the mitzvah. Like api halacha, you're yotze the mitzvah to the electric menorah. That's how the Ashkenazi, the Sfarani, they all paskin like that. Electric menorah, yotze is the most part, that's how we pass it. So everybody's tapping into this light. Everybody, I mean, this light is calling every single Jew to be part of the light. If it had to do just with Yavan, then why? Why would this be any different? Manishtana, you know, Chanukah than any other Yantif. It's behechrich because it has a shaykhus to Mashiach, and Mashiach, the whole taich of Mashiach is that no Jew left behind. The root of that is Pesach. And it's Nesgal and Chal. That's what the Pesumim Nisa means. Reveal that light.
If Chal wasn't keeping the original Gag in Hod, which happened by the Gilmashet by Yaakov, we'd say that Chal was essentially the first holiday that we've had. Because it was correcting that part of history that happened before any Moed that they could say that you've had.
If that's the case, you can go back to Parshas Vayera and find that Avram was celebrating Pesach on Sukkot too. You have to understand something, that the Yom Tovim have very little to do with events which happened, because the events didn't happen yet. I mean, what is Pesach? What is Sukkot? What is Chanukah Purim? We have Ramazan to these Yom Tovim by Noach. By Adam Arishon, we have the Ramazan to this. By all those, throughout all of Sefer, you can go to every Perek. And if a person really knew Torah, you can go to every pasuk and you'll find Ramazan, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, everything. It's all there. Why? Because the events which happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim were just excuses to reveal the light. I mean, it's almost as if like these lights made the world go in certain ways that the Oros should be nisgal. As follows. Hashem created the world with the intention to correct it. And it will be corrected no matter what. So there are oros of tikkun, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to make sure that the world gets to where it needs to go. So Pesach is an or. Happens to be that it was nisgalit through a set of events called Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there were makos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself there, and that's part of what we take from that. However, Pesach existed before that. Why? Because Pesach was the light that Hashem created, which Hashem said to that light, counting on you, you're going to bring the world to its tikkun. Just needed an excuse. Meaning that light orchestrated these events to be nisgal. So therefore, Avram was celebrating Pesach even before Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, because Avram really was living in that place, and he was connected to the or of which the Tikkun HaOlam would come from. This is an or which existed before the events happened. It's not that Yetzias Mitzrayim created the Yontif. We're not celebrating the Yontif because of the events which happened per se. Right? These lights created the events which happened. As Hashem says, I have to bring the world to its tikkun. But these orbs were always there because Hashem didn't create the world and said, let's just hope that everything works its way out. No, he created the world in a way that it will work its way out. And the Or of Pesach makes sure that it happened. Rav Chanukah makes sure that it'll happen. It happens to be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu found a circumstance called the oven to reveal the light. But the Or of Pesach was always there. The circumstances wasn't there yet. But there were tzaddikim who were very tapped into the light of Chanukah even before Chanukah became a yontif, which we can all tap into. And that's again pnimius, because pnimius means the chitzonius makes you think that the event is the siva to the or. The pnimius always means look at it inside out. The or is the siva to the events. The kasha nasa hanes, when the nes happened, the dap of mem vav, the niskan sfiras hod. And the Sphere of Hod was corrected. So again, we remembered to give thanks and to give halal to Hashem. Okay, so he speaks out of what we said. It's a time to reflect about the good things the Chassad and the Torah said Hashem does for us. We have the ability especially in a country like this for now to daven and to learn Torah without anybody being mafri us, anybody bothering us. But not to forget. Give thanks to Hashem for that opportunity. That's our part in being misaking the mid of hope. The mid of hope. By lighting the menorah and finding the pach, which is roimez al chachmas ha-Torah. It revealed this light, this great light of the Or Kitov, Eintov El Taira. And he goes into now a discussion here about the relevance of the Torah and the Tamchi Daraisa. We're not going to get into this now. What he says basically is that this is not just a Yomtiv, which is only Meyuchad to Liman HaTaira, but it's also Yomtiv, which is specific also to the Tamchi Daraisa, which are those who support Torah. Because Torah is Tiferes. That's where Torah is the sphere of Tiferes, which is the torso, which is Yaakov Avinu. And the right leg or the left leg is what keeps the torso up. Zohar calls that Tamchei Daraisa. Those who support Torah are connected the two legs, the Netzach and the Hod. So therefore,
financially,
Tamchei Daraisa. So the Pagam in Hod was as follows. When the Sarah Shalisa was fighting against Yaakov, he saw that the Talmud Chacham, who is Yaakov, can't be persuaded by Esav's schemes and what he's offering in this world. Yaakov doesn't go for that. Which means like a Talmud Chacham has a higher das. However, the Tamchi Daraisa can be affected. Because they don't have the das of the Talmud Chacham. And they're the ones who are upholding Torah. So how am I going to make a pagam in Yaakov, which is really wants to make a pagam, which is in Torah itself? He can't strike Yaakov. But he can strike the Tamchi Daraisa. The Yemin Kamach in Torah. But if the learned Torah can't learn because there's nobody who can upkeep them, who can support them, so then that's a pagam in the Tiferes.
Wasn't it Esau's original tafkid? Esau was destined to marry Leah, who was the Yitzhanis. Yaakov was the Yosheba Holland.
Yeah.
Yaakov was going to be the Yisachar, and Esau was the Bull.
Yeah, according to one Mahalach, that is true. That was going to be the relationship between Yaakov and Esau, and that's exactly why he was poking him there, because
he felt a deficiency and he needed.
Right. Meaning, just to expand upon what you're saying, Esav was so upset at Yaakov Avinu because he took away his tafkid. Because Rivka and Yaakov couldn't trust the fact that Esav would be the Ish Hasadah to provide for Yaakov Avinu, who would be Yosheva Olam. So Rivka said, no, we can't count on Esav to do that. Everything has to come through Yaakov. When that happened, Esav was void of his tafkid. And so he comes and he confronts Yaakov and he says, give it back to me. Like you stole this from me, and he hits him there. However, at the end, he's moda ala brachos. It's a chazal say. Esav kan hoida Esav ala brachos. He was moda to the brachos, and he admits, as if to say, like that tafkid rightfully belongs to Yaakov, and it's not going to be, I'm not going to be tovi anymore that as being my tafkid. That's going to be the tafkid which is going to belong solely to Yaakov. The tamchid d'oraisa will also belong to Yaakov.
Interesting, we have netzach and hod as the tamchim. Interesting, it's in hod. I would think you would hit him in netzach. Why in hod? Is it because it's the left and he taps into din? That's where he's from?
Mm-hmm. Netzach was affected, is that what you said? Netzach was also hit.
It was hit because of it, because of their relationship.
Yeah.
But he goes after Hod.
He goes after Hod. Yeah. He goes after Hod because it's not small. Yeah, it's more gruesome. I'm sure like I'll pee. There's a Hezber probably just be the fireish, like why Dafka Hod, the Midah of Hod versus the Midah of Netzach. But simply put, it's just it's the tzad small. That's already an explanation as to why. So that's one of the reasons why gelt is given, obviously, because you know, gelt was not something which was given to family members. First, in the beginning, the Magen Avraham quotes the minhag that Hamelech Hama would go door to door on Chanukah and they would receive gelt. It was a time that it was on people's minds to be mefarnes Hamelech Hama. That was like the kesher that the Hamoin Am had to the Or of Chanukah, which is an Or of Torah. In connecting through time chidaras, supporting them. Those are the regular. Yeah, that's really where gelt comes from. Presence, comes from
our Christian cousins.
Right. So that's what my Rebbe says and others say as well. Yaakov Kamenetsky held that they took it from us.
Presence.
The presence from us. Yeah. Presence of Yiddish is that. Right? You guys asked like, whew. So I wanted to say once Pshatanat is because why present stuff in Chanukah? Because the Ari says that there's 13 words in the Baruch of Chanukah. Yigim Yisrachim means a freebie. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chanukah as a freebie, so you don't have to have a reason for it, just because it's free. So we also give Matnas. You don't have to have a reason why you give your children something. Just give it for you. Hashem says, you're my children. I'm giving you Chanukah because that's just the Or of Av. I mean, it's the Or of Rachmanis. The Rachmanis is that you give it, it's free.
That's, we should take it back. At least we should get a thank you out of it. At least get the other way.
Yeah, where's the hode?
Right? At least you get some hode out of it now.
Here's the question in the last few minutes, which we have. What's the difference between halal and haida? Right? There's halal and haida. Hoydus ila halal. Hoydus ila halal. We say halal on Chanukah? Full halal. Full halal. The only time we do full halal is Sukkot and the first day of
Pesach.
First day of Pesach. But the other days of Pesach, we don't. We do a chati halal. Even on Shishal Pesach, we do a. But when it comes to Chanukah, full halal. What is halal? What is hoda? First of all, what is the hoda? So Rashi says the hoda that we do on Chanukah, where the Gemara says the hoda is the halal, if referring to Al-Anisa. That's the hoda. In which case, Al-Anisa is something to really cherish. To really cherish. Like we only get to say it a few times, especially on Purim. How many times do you get to say Al-Anisa on Purim? I love Al-Anisa on Purim because you only get to say it three times, unless you're benching. So then you get to say it extra. That's so you know if you really like to say Al-Anisa. If you actually bench on the farm to say Al-Anisa, then you really like to.
Even when you're benching another place anyway. Usually that benching is a whole nother bench.
But Chanukah, you have 8 days. It translates into 24, 25, because of the Shabbos, opportunities to say Al-Anisa, plus the bench, which can push that to 30, 40 times, whatever. It's the Al-Anisa. Such a beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous people. But that's when Chazal say, what are we going to do to be Masak in the Pagam and Hod? What did we do about it? Says Rashi, we said Al-Anisa. That means to say that just like you shake a lulav on Sukkot and you eat matzah on Pesach, you say Al-Anisa on Chanukah. That's what the Gemara says. We're Masak in Kedila Hodas of the Hallow. It means to say Al-Anisa. So it's not just there's an insert in the davening to say Al-Anisa. No. This is like the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah of Chanukah, to say Al-Anisa. That's all. The Rambam learns, that when the Gemara says lahodos, it's referring to hadlakas nechah. Such a gevaldik chiddush. Because the Gemara says, because of what happened with Yevonim, so taking the hadlus of the halal. So the Rambam is like, what do you mean? The hodos of the halal. To say halal and to give hodan halanisim, what about lighting near Chanukah? How could the Gemara doesn't say anything about that? So it's like the Rambam, that the lahodos is what the Gemara is referring to with halakas. So by lighting the near Chanukah, that is the expression of Hoda that we're doing. Apipnimis, it's very good because this is the or of hod, which is masak in the pagam and hod through the halakha. It's an action which is magal, the or of hod. But we don't see it like that. We see it, we've been unfortunately taught to see near Chanukah as a ceremony. It's hard for me to say that. I feel like crying saying that. But it has become a ceremony. It's ceremonial. It's an act in which a person is being moideh to Kadosh Baruch Hu, moideh to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is really what makes Hod unique. Before we say what it is, let's just build it up properly. Hoida'a means to give thanks. So if I ask, go in the room and say, what do you thank Hashem for? Right? So everybody will have a different reason why they thank Hashem. Some will thank Hashem for being a yid, of course. This one thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for having a nice car. This one thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for having good health. And mishpacha, everybody have a different answer. Many answers, right? That's hod. Simple hod. Klal is like this. Whenever there's a pagam, the Sitra Achra does in the Kedusha, it makes a pagam. We spoke about this, I think it was maybe last week or 2 weeks ago. When there's a tikkun from that, it doesn't restore to the way it was before. It always upgrades it to a higher level. Because every yirid in the Kedusha is letzara chaliyah. Every tikkun means that if you're going to be masakin it, if it was allowed to become nifgam, that means that it was time for it to reach a new level. So the hod of Chanukah is different than the hod the rest of the year. And this is how it goes. Before near Chanukah, before the Pagam and Hod, before Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we've reached a time in history that it's time to take Hod to a whole new level. What Hod meant was, like we said, thanking Hashem consciously, befrat, for different things which go on in my life. What's the upgrade of Hod? Anyone want to take a shot at it? That's part of it. That's very good. That is one answer. But the more shoreshitic answer is that it's a hod which you give a Kadosh Baruch Hu for your etzem chai. Your etzem chai. That is not something which was nisgale before Ner Chanukah came into the world. Ner Chanukah is not just a light which allows, like a normal light, which allows you to see. It's the light of life itself. It's called the Or HaChai. This is the light which gives existence to everything in the world. And the reason why we light Ner Chanukah, according to the Rambam, as an expression of this Haidah, this new upgraded Haidah, is because it's not possible to say in words a proper appreciation for life itself. It's something that putting it into words cheapens it. Because words only do justice to things which are befrat, which are prat. But even when you're saying the words thanking for life itself, even that needs a thank. It kind of ties into the ability to thank. Even that needs a haida. I mean, you can't even find the words to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the etzem chai. You could say the words, but there's no haida that a person can give to Kodesh Baruch Hu which would properly thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for the etzem chayim which he has. We don't have the kaychas, the wherewithal, to be able to give such a haida. That's a haida which will be nisgal al-asalava, that will be able to properly thank Hashem for that, which is why these lights are lights which are futuristic lights. And as opposed to actually doing a bedibur like a haida usually is done, we silently light neiris, as if to say, I'm not going to thank you with cheapen the thanks for something like this, which is the Etzem HaChaim. I'm going to light, and I'm going to, as if to say, reveal the light of life itself to say thank you. Another way to say it would be like this: that there's the light of creation, of life itself, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, which we're all living from. And Ner Chanukah is a way of us lighting those lights and giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, here, like, this is our Hoidan Chanukah, this light of life, Metzius itself, which you give me life from, I'm giving it back to you, and I'm saying, this comes from you.
Is that born out of Yavon?
Hmm?
Why is that born out of Yavon?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because Yavon believes in the body, and the Ner is the Kiner Hashem Neshmas Adam. One person brought to this, I don't know if I'm right or not, one person brought to this world that all you really are in life is that thing that's the shell, Yavon. By lighting a candle, we're saying, thank you Hashem, not for my body, thank you Hashem for my piece of you, which is the Orein Sof.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Nice.
Can I take it one step further? Can you learn from here the following? That the greatest gift we can give the Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving us a neshama is sharing the or with other people. It's Torah, mitzvahs, whatever it is, meaning the act of saying, I have or, so I'm going to light or, is not just a Hanukkah ticket concept, it's a life concept. The only real way to really give which maybe is the whole concept of Puruvu, meaning the only real way of thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving us the neshama is by sharing the kayachas of our neshama with the rest of the world.
The Yigur Mitzvah is just
Torah, teaching Torah. Teaching Torah, doing mitzvah, meaning like, how else can you say thank you the Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving us life? It's by using the or for something beyond ourselves.
Which is why it's built into the Sumanis. That's why the halakha has to be in the form of pesimis.
I wasn't thinking that.
No, I thought this.
I was just happy with the candle. Yeah. I wasn't into the pesimis. Yeah. I was happy just lighting something. But I think that's.
Not really. No, it's just it happens by itself. Meaning. This light, it's able to be mashpi on a person what it is, even if they don't know consciously what it is. I think what Chanukah is that it reveals the dimension that, like what we could say called kihim chayim, that Torah and the mitzvahs which we have is not just a way of life. That Torah has an or, kinyan mitzvah with Torah or, and that or of Torah is the or of existence itself. So therefore, the Haidah, which we give on Chanukah, can't yet be expressed through the mouth. We don't have the words, the wherewithal to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for what it is we're giving Haidah for. So we do the act of being Megalu that or, and in action, but silently, because we don't have the words to say thank you for that. That's why we keep talking about Kedei Lahodos Alahala, Kedei Lahodos, Kedei Lahodos. Like, when do we actually do the Lahodos? If we're always talking about Kedei Lahodos. The pshat is that we're not talking about the Kedei Lahodos now. We're talking about the Kedei Lahodos Lasalava. We're waiting for the words to be able to be put into our mouths, to be able to thank God for something which is indescribable. So right now, it's done through a Geula because there are no words. But Lasalava, we will be given the words. Will be given the word to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch for that. V'chol achayim yoiducha sela. Every person who has shayches tachayim will give that haida. But right now, the only way to be mekayim it is to a ma'isa halakha, because, like we say, there's no words. It's pasha, no words. It's higher than words. Zecha to that time, since I have the words to finally thank God as well for everything.
Can we say this is B and do? Right? The Nair is the B and the light. You can't really do unless you understand your B.
You can't. You can't. can't really do.
Meaning, if you can really lift up into this a little further, which is, when I do something, am I doing it because I'm machshav doing? Am I doing something because I'm not a machshav being? I believe the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me the Nair. He gave me the Or Ein Sof. That's who I am. Regardless of what I do, that's who I am. More I'm
machshav. Yehuda Yavetz, I'm just wishing you over here, Yehuda.
The more of the machshav who I am based on this, the more my doing is a whole.